We'll do a review in my Mori Meluka. This is in Chelik Dalud, and this is the 26th Maimer. This Maimer was said by the Rebbe on Chof Menachem of Hei Tovshin Lamed Zayin. The Maimer is Va'ato Yisroel Ma Hashem Elikecho Shroel Me'imach Ki'im Li'ira. And it was published later on in honor in Kuntrus in the booklet of Chof Menachemov in Tovshim Memches in honor of Chof Menachemov, the Yom Histalkus Ilula, Rav Agoyen, Rav Chosid, Chulu, Mekubel, Rav Levi Yitzchok, Zal Schneerson, the father shall Yibodel Chaim Toivim Chvet Kedushas Admu Shlita. It was published on Sunday in the portion of Akev. And the year was Shnas Hakel, Shnas Tovshim Memches. That's when it was published. We'll look inside. Shaita Deshmaya Chof Menachemov Hei Tovshim Lamed Zayin. So the Pasuk begins, Maimer begins with the Pasuk. Va'ato Yisrael Mo Hashem Melekecho Shoyel Mi'imach Ki'im Li'ira Goymer. The portion in Parshas Ekev, the Pasuk said, what is Hashem asking of the Jewish people, now Israel? What is Hashem asking of you? Ki'im li'ira, but to fear the Eibishter Goyim. So the Gemara seems to not be satisfied with the very simple meaning that the word Mo Hashem Elikecho is means simply, because as the Rebbe explains now, why is the Pasuk written in a question? What is Hashem asking for you? But why doesn't the Pasuk say straight out, all Hashem asks of you nothing but to fear Him? Why does it say, what is Hashem asking of you? This is a very unusual way of saying it. And therefore, the Gemara darshans that actually what the Mo is, don't say Mo what, which would be a question mark, what is Hashem asking? But Ma, we have to pronounce this as Meyo. That's the reason why the Gemara gives a drosha. Iso be Gemara. So we find in the Gemara, Tanya, Hoyo Rabbi Meir Eimer. We learned in Abraise. The Meir would say, Chayiv Odom Levorich Meyo Brochas Bechoyem. A person is obligated to say, to make 100 brachas every day. Shenemar, he learns it from this pasuk, because the pasuk says, "Va'ato Yisrael mo havaye lekecho shoyel mi'imach." So the pasuk said, "What Hashem asks of you?" So the Gemara, the Meir darshins, "Al tikri ma elo meyo." Don't pronounce this as what, but as meyo, elo meyo. That the Eibishter asks of us is Meyo, not Ma, but Meyo, 100. The Eibishter wants us to make 100 brachas. V'yesh Leima. So why is the Gemara giving a different shot than the simple meaning of the words? V'yesh Leima, we can say, Dahatam al zeshe dorshu al tikra mahu chuluhu. What's the reason why the Chachamim expounded and they say, don't pronounce it as Ma, but Meyo? Who the reason is, Ki lefi pirush haposhut tzorich biur. In the simple meaning, if we say Ma, what, we need to explain this. So in the simple way, we need to have explanation because it's not understood the way it's written. Madua oimer hakosuf inyan zeh. Why does the Pasuk say this idea? Shashem elikecho shoyil mi'imoch rak li'yiro. Now, oh, what Hashem is asking of you is to fear. So what kind of a language? Besignoin shel shailu tshuva. In a style of a question of answer. What does Hashem ask for you? And the answer is li'yiro. The l'chayra havelei l'meimer. L'chayra he should have said, Ein Hashem elikecho shoyil mi'imoch kim li'yiro. Hashem doesn't ask of you but to fear him without saying, what does Hashem, and then give the answer. Just say it straight out. All that Hashem asks of you is Le'ira. So this tells the Gemara of the Drosha. That's why the Braise, the Meir, says the Drosha, V'lochein Dorshu, and that's why they expounded, Al Tikri Ma Elameya. Don't pronounce this as what, but May 100. Okay. So, the Rebbe says that whenever it says, don't pronounce it one way, pronounce it another way, so, which means to say that we're not rejecting the first, we're just telling you, in order to learn it correctly, don't pronounce it. Ma, pronounce it Meya, would mean that because you pronounce it Meya, this explains the Ma. Ine yadua b'kloli halimud al tikri. It's known. In the rules, when we learn in the style of don't pronounce it al tikri, don't read it as she'enoi sholel pirusha inyan kfishu nikra. This is not rejecting the interpretation of the subject as you read it. When we're saying don't read it as such, we're not negating, rejecting the way it is read, but we're saying don't read it this way, but no, there's another interpretation, read it this way. And these two meanings, the two interpretations, are connected to one another. So basically, Al-Tikri Meya, Al-Tikri Ma, is not rejecting the Pirush of Ma. It's adding to the Pirush of Ma also the meaning of Meya. So, V'tzorich Lehovin HaKesher V'Hashaychis the Ma U'Meya. So what need to understand the tie and the connection of Ma and Meya, that they are both the interpretations, and they're both learned from the same Al Tikri Ma Elameya. So what is the connection between these two, Ma and Meya? Generally, the Rebbe says Ma and Meya seem to be actually totally different, because Ma represents a very minuscule amount. Ma, water ready, something small. And Meya is something large, so we're connecting, we're saying Ma and Meya. Ubefrat, especially, we need to understand the connection between Ma and Meya, especially when we consider Shachiluk Dishnei HaPirushim Hu Loirak B'teva Zu Atzmo Elo Gam B'Chlolus HaKosuf. The difference between the two interpretations is not only in this world, the word itself, but also in the general posuk, which means it changes around totally, not just this one word, but it becomes a different meaning in the posuk. According to this simple meaning, when we read it Ma, we're reading it that he's only asking of you to fear him. But according to the Pirush HaGemara, he's asking you not something small. Ma meya brachas hu adover shehashem lekecha shoyel mimach. So then this is what Hashem is asking of you. So, in the Pashto Pshat, nothing. What is already Hashem asking you? Just one thing, Le'ira. But in the Al Tikri, Eivish is asking 100. V'ato meyo Yisrael, meyo Hashem Elkecha Shoyel Mimach. So, how do we connect this very little Ma that Hashem is asking you, Le'ira, with that Hashem is asking you the meyo 100 brachos? Base. Behine mevuer bekama mekoymes beinyan halimud al tikri. In many places, when we discuss the subject of, we learn, don't read it this way, but read it the other way. Shahapirush lifipshute hu alidei toichen hapirush dorshu chazal. That means that the interpretation in the simple meaning is based according to the idea as our sages of blessed memory interpreted. Basically, that the simple meaning becomes understood when we explain it the way the Chazal pronounce it. Meyo, in this case, Meyo, that explains to us the Pashut Pshat of Ma. Shapirush lefi pshutei, the meaning in the simple, hu al yidei toichen hapirush shedarshu chazal, that's understood based on the interpretation that the Chazal learned it. And now, so this also explains the Lashon, al tikri, don't read it. Al tikri means no, don't do it, which means that the Pashut Pshat should not be read that way because you'll make a mistake, but you have to read it the way the Chazal tell us to understand. That's why it says don't read it. So in other words, we're negating, telling you don't read it as it says in the beginning, as it says in the Pasuk, the Mashma. So when we say don't read it, that you're rejecting the simple meaning that is read. You say, no, don't read it that way. So, what does it mean? It's rejecting because to tell you that the new Pirush is going to explain to you the Pirush HaPoshim. Da'kavona baze, what is the intent over here? That this pirush cannot be ki'im al yidei hapirush hanidrash. That the way to learn the ma, the pirush hapashut, can only be understood if you darshan the pirush that we expound. Ba'pizeh benidin de dan. So what does it mean according to this rule, al tikri? What does it mean by us al tikri ma elamai elameya? Al tikri ma elameya. Shal yidei meya boim luma. That you, when you have meya, you will come to ma. Is al tikri ma. In order to get the pshat of ma, you can't just read ma. You need meya. Meya will get you to the ma. So again, this is very difficult to understand. How does Meya get you to Ma? So Ma is much smaller than Meya. Here we're saying the Pshat of Al Tikri, that through Meya we get to Ma. Al Tikri means don't. How do you teach Ma through Meya? But how do you get through Meya? You get less. You get the level of Ma. So it's Sorek Loh. So we need to understand. The Losh in Ma Moire, the language of Ma points Sho Iyan HaMedubor Hudover Kot, that the matter that is at hand that we're discussing is something small. Ubil Shein HaGemore, using the language of the Gemore, the Gemore asks, Milsa Zutrase, there was Otto Yira Milsa Zutrase. Is it small? The Gemara says the word Ma expresses something small. Mashenkin Meyo, as opposed to Meyo, who misper Godel. May is a large number. Not only is May 100 a large number, but Lishlemus HaMisper, that's considered the wholesome of numbers. 100 is the wholesome of numbers. And the Rebbe brings down in another Maimer that the letters in the Aleph base go up to 100. It means that doesn't go. There's no 1,000. Kuf, Reish, 100, 200, but it's only 100. So that represents to come to the level of Meya, Shebichdei Lagia L'Shleimus Tzorich L'Avoda Rabba. You need a lot of work to come to 100. That means it's a lot of effort to get to that level. And here we're saying that through the Meya you're going to get to Ma'ad, that you're going to get to less. And the Rebbe says this, it's not just the number Meya is 100, but to actually make 100 brachas is a challenge. Same thing is as it is relates to literally, how do we make 100 brachas? It's not such an easy job. In order to make 100 brachas in every day, also on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Shulchan Aruch discusses that mainly during the weekdays we have 18, 19 brachas of the Amida, 3 Amidas, so you have, but on Shabbos we're lacking, because on Shabbos we only have 7 brachas, we don't have the 19 brachas from the, so you add Musaf, and then there's difficulties to come. You have to work to get to the fruits, eating, make brichas ha'peah, anenin, but it's a job. Valderach zebiyem ha'tainis, and ha'tainis, when we don't eat, is also a issue when we don't have the brachas that the Gemara accounts of there from the sudas and the benching and the different brachas, but we don't have it on a tainis. So you need a special effort to come to the 100 brachas, which means coming to the number 100 and literally coming to 100 brachas is a job, is hard. So how do we say over here, Shabichdei love lema, in order to come to ma, milsa zutrasa, something small, hudavki alde meya, is davki through 100. Inyan hashleimus shaba alde aveda. The number 100, which is represents wholesomeness, and that comes through work. How do you, what do you get? You get to the small, you get to the level of ma. What does it mean to come to the level of Ma? The Rebbe will explain that the level of Ma, while it's a small thing, represents something small, but this represents the Ma of the Etzem HaNeshama. In order to get to the Ma, in order to get to the Etzem HaNeshama, you need Taka the 100 brachas. Because this is helem, this is hidden in the neshama, and to bring that out, you need the meya brachas, as the Rebbe will explain. But first, the Rebbe brings in the medrash. V'yuvan ze gimel, v'yuvan ze behagdim, will understand this by introducing madi isa b'medrash tehillim, that we find in the medrash tehillim ala posik, on the verse, it says in Tehillim that David HaMelech says, "Achas sha'alti me'eis Hashem v'goymer." He says, "I'm asking only one thing of you," etc. What is he asking? The Ebrister, "Shifti b'veis Hashem kol yimei chaye." Seems to be asking one thing, but then he continues to say, "Lachzeis b'noyem Hashem, to see." The pleasantness of Hashem, so it comes out that he starts off saying one thing and then he enumerates many things. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid, so the Medrash says Hashem is saying to David, first you start off by saying, I'm only asking one thing in order that I want to sit in the house of Hashem. Then you're asking several requests. Lachzeis b'noyem Hashem, you want to see in the pleasantness of Hashem, ulevaker beheichol v'chulu, and to visit in his room, in his heichol. So, how are you saying you're asking one thing when you're asking several things? That's why he's saying achas. This is what the Eibishter is saying to David. Veishi David. So David says, Memcholomadati. I learned this from you. Because Bitchilo, and he comes to quotes the Pasuk in our parsha, which we say, Va'ata Yisroel Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Ne'imach Kim Le'Yirah. All what Hashem is asking you to fear Him. And then the Pasuk keeps on saying to keep all the mitzvahs. You're asking a lot more than just Le'Yirah. So Moshe, what is he saying? Ve'eshi David. David says, Mimcho Lomadati. I learned this from you. To start off with something one, and it comes to a lot. V'tchila le'boso elai. To beginning, you came to me, you said one thing, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'ata Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Me'imach, Kim Le'yodro Yiro. What is Hashem asking you but to fear Him? But V'achakach, Pasachta Aleinu B'mitzvah Ha'arba. Then you opened up with a lot of mitzvahs, Shenemar, because the Pasuk continued, L'lechaz B'chol D'rochav. To go in all of his ways, uludavka boy, and to cleave to him. So David HaMelech is saying to the Eibishter, you taught me, I learned it from you. You started off with one thing, gave. So I'm also saying, achas shalti, and then I say, shifti b'veis Hashem. So, essentially, David HaMelech wasn't really answering the Eibishter. How does it make sense to say, asking one thing, and then asking the Eibishter of a lot of things, just saying Memchol Amadati, but it's not really an answer for David HaMelech, it would seem. V'tzarech lo'avin, so we need to understand. The L'cha'ere, Tshuvas David, Memchol Amadati, you're the answer of David that I learned from you. Eina mitaretzes zeh sh'omar achas sh'alti. This does not answer this that he said, I'm asking only one thing. Elosh'ay meres. What does this response of David say? It's really the question of the Eibishter. The Eibishter, you did the same thing. First he said, just to fear him. And then he opened up with a lot of mitzvahs. How does this answer? So, Upirish Rav Magid, so the Rav Magid answers, explains, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's, what is the answer in Cholomadeti that Moshe Rabbeinu explaining himself? He said, David bikesh rak dover echad levad, that take David HaMelech only asked one thing. Hadvorim, ki hadvorim, because the items hamefurotim lachzis benoim Hashem begoimer. Because later on, these specific items that are detailed to see lachzis benoim Hashem begoimer, they are branch out. They come as a branch sitting in the base Hashem. Then would be lachzis b'noyim Hashem levaker. These are not separate requests, but rather they are results from this one request of shifti b'veis Hashem. Will be lachzis b'noyim Hashem levaker be'echolah. Similar is to when it says, what does the Eibishter ask of you? Kim Lira. So Taka, the Eibishter is asking only one thing, which is Lira. Shahadvarim hamefurotim lolechez b'chol d'rocha v'goymer. Because these details, the matters that are details, to go in all your ways, hey mistafim iliyiras Hashem alekecho, they branch out. So the Eibishter is talking, asking Le'ira only. And then later on, from this, comes all of the rest of it. L'lechaz b'chol d'rochav, everything else. So this is the pshat, as the Rav Magid explains, that these are not really different things, but my David HaMelech was saying, asking one thing, which brings the other things, just like the Eibishter. The Yira brings to his typhus, L'lechaz b'chol d'rochav. So this is the discussion. But in that case, if it's taka, one thing that branches out, why do we need for David HaMelech to tell it, I learned from you. This idea that there is a main point and as a result branch out other points, we don't need to learn from the Eberster. Why does David HaMelech have to bring in the Eberster? That seems to be pretty obvious. So while the Magid explains that these are not separate, these are really one, if it's taka one, but those are branches of that one thing, why did David HaMelech, why did the Eberster ask from David, and David says, M'cholomadeti, when it's obvious that from something which is a general, then there's details. But according to this, we have to stand on the other side. This idea, that there are general ideas from which branch out many details, who move on bepashlus. That's something which is very simply understood. Why do we need to learn this from the Eibishter? So what's the explanation in this? So the Rebbe wants to bring out what is the explanation over here that David HaMelech is saying Memcholomadeti. The Akavona Khan Bedover Echod Levad. What is the intent over here that I'm asking one thing? Achas Shoalti. I ask only one thing. Hilikun Huilinakudas Ha'atzmis Shalomailo Miklal Liprotim. He's actually asking of the point of the essence which is beyond, above a klal to details. So there is a klal that includes details, and then there is the essence which is higher than being a klal liprotim. What David was asking was the achas. He was asking for that nekuda atzmis. David, achas sha'alti. Achas, I ask. I ask for the yechida. He, achas yechida. That is the level of yochid only. Yochid be'etzem. That is yochid only in its essence. It's not broken up to pieces. Its essence is one. She'eino begeder his chalkus protim. It's not defined in details, being divided into detail. You have sometimes one, then there's two, three. So the number one is taka one, and it may be a rule, but then there comes follows by other numbers. Something you have only, it's not yochid, ki yidua achilu ben yochid le'echad, between only and one. So the level of yochid is not part of numbers. It's beyond, it's only. Balderech zeh, and this achas sho'alti was the request for the level of yechida, for the level of achas. And the same thing is in our posik when it says ma shem lekecho es. So this yira, the Eberster asks you to yira es havaya, is also talking about the essence of the neshama, the level of yechida, to bring out. The Eberster wants us to bring out the yechida, so that we can have yira. What does it mean, Yira Es Havaya? Es Havaya means to be, Es is Tofel to Havaya, to be fear Hashem in a way of Es Havaya, to be totally subjugated to Havaya. Similar is also the, just like by the Pshat of Achas, it means Yochid. What is the Yira Savaya? The Pirush Liyira Es Havaya could say Liyira Hashem, but here we're saying Liyira Es Hashem, meaning to fear in a way of Bittul Hashem. The Loshen Es Moida Al Dover She'ena Latoful. The language, when it says S, that points to something which is only secondary. So what does it mean, Liyira Savayu? Hu She'enoi Metzias La'atzmei Klal. That he is no entity for himself at all. He fears S and his bottle, he's secondary to Havaya. V'chol inyon hu rak shu tofu l'botl Havaya. Es Havaya means that everything, what is he, what's his whole idea that he's secondary to Hashem? That's Es Havaya. So, we're talking about to get to the level of non-metzius of the person so that his fear of Hashem will be in a way that he's totally subjugated. So, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Me'imach Kiim LeYira, the Eibushter wants you to have that level of Yira, which is the level of Bittul, which comes because of from the Etzem HaNefesh, from the Yechida. Now, even though in Tanya he says that this Liyira Hashem is talking about Yira Tato, the lower level of Yira, here we're saying that Liyira Savay is you're totally Bittul. Seems like higher than Yirat HaTorah. So the Rebbe explains. Even according to what's explained in the Tanya, the Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Me'imach Kim Liyiras Hashem Elokecha Koy Yal Yirat HaTorah. That what does Hashem ask of you to fear Hashem Elokecha is talking about the lower level of Yira. So, even the lower level of Yira, there's a connection. The lower and upper level of Yira, they're all connected. Hari Yidua, the Chol Hadargis Shebi Yira Shayoch Izaloza. All levels of Yira, fear of Hashem, is all connected. They all come from the level of Bittul. Ava is a Yesh, is an entity. Metzias loves. Fears is negation of Metzias. Even if you are the lower level of Yira, but it's still the level of Bittul. The Gam HaBittul, the Yira Tator, so also the Bittul, the subjugation of the level lower level of Yira, who mitzad etzem haneshama, it's also from the essence of the soul. So the level of the Ma Hashem, the level of essence on neshama, to come to the level of the Yira Hashem, to be Bittul, even though your level is only Yira Tato, it's still connected to the essence, to the level of the Yechidah. That's the Neshama. Kuyidua Achilik ben Yira La'ava, as the known difference between fear of Hashem and love of Hashem. The Ava, love, Lihiyoyso Mitzias. Love is an entity. So that comes from the revealed part, the koiches of the neshama, not the etzem neshama. That comes from the nefesh ruach naran of the neshama. The yir v'yira, the yoisa bittel and yira, because yira is the level of subjugation. Who mitzad, he mitzad etzem haneshama, that is of the essence of the soul. So now, we understand, v'zehu mimchol lamadeti. And then, now we understand why Moshe Rabbein, why David HaMelech was saying to the Eibishter, I learned from you, because we're not just talking about a klal which comes protim, but we're talking about from the etzem haneshama, which is higher than protim. And for that, he learned from the Eibishter to connect what's higher than the protim with the protim. V'zo mimcholomadit, and that means I learned from you. Kibichdei lekasher haprotim im nekuda haatzmis. In order to tie the details with the essence of the point which is higher than being a rule for protim, meaning in order to bring out into the details, into his conscious, the nefesh, ruach, and neshama, the meichin and midas, his intellect and emotion, to bring down from the level of the etzem haneshama, should be mizgala, should impact the koiches hageluyim. Though the etzem haneshama tzorich al zeh limud unesinas koich makodesh baruch, we need to learn it from Hashem. The Eibishter is the koich. So, to connect that yechida, to connect the etzem with the koiches hageluyim, is memchol amadeti, is I learned from the Eibishter. The Eibishter gives us the koyach for that. And this takes place in two ways. A, through avoido, that we connect then, we connect the protein to the nekuda, to the point. So you're connecting the koiches hageluyim. The Eibishter connects the koiches hageluyim to the etzem haneshama, and the Eibishter brings down the etzem haneshama into the koiches hageluyim. So we have a keshed nekuda haatzmis im aprotim ibishnei haifanim. And that tie between the essence, the point of the essence of the neshama, with the details, with the koiches hageluyim hu b'shnei afanim, it takes place in two ways. Aleph ba'ofen dim mil mato lemailo. One connection comes that the ones below the protim, the koiches hageluyim, go up to the etzem hanefesh. Through the details we come to the point. Like we say in the pasuk, by itzaveinu Hashem lasis es kol achukim ha'elu liyiras havayah. The Eibishter instructed us to do all these statutes, so we fear Hashem, which means through the mitzvahs milmata lemailo, we come to the level of fear of Hashem, which we said the fear of Hashem is the etzem haneshama. Shalidei kiyum hamitzvus taryag mitzvus protius, that through the observance of the mitzvus, which is 600 detailed mitzvus, boim liyiras havaya, then you come to the level of fearing as Hashem. Ubeis, and the other way is be'ofen the milmailo lamato, in a way that it comes from above to below, to connect the etzem with the details, is milmailo lamato shahan mehan nekuda nimshochim umistayfim protim, that from the nekuda, which is higher than the protim, but then you have memcholo maditi, from the to bring down from the nekuda atzmis, from the klal atz, which is higher than the protim, nimshachim ustafim protim, extend and branch out details. Uba'ofen, in such a way, shagam la'achresh nimshach protim, even after they've already been extended into details, me'ira b'hem ha'nekuda ha'atzmis shalomailu memokr l'protim, so in them shines that essence point, which is higher than being a mokal protim. The Eibishter brings it down, mimchol amaditi, to bring down the etzem haneshama in the protim, to elevate through the protim, to be able to reach to the neshama, and to take from the neshama, the nekuda atzvis, to bring down in the protim, so that in the protim should be sensed the level of the yechida, the level which is higher than protim, the nekuda atzvis. So now, we're talking about a whole new level in this pasuk of Le'ira'as Hashem. We're talking about the essence. We're talking about the Nekuda Atzmis over here. That level of Ma that brings the Le'ira'as Hashem. So v'alpizeh yesh levayir mashomru al tikre Ma elo meyo. Explain what it says, don't pronounce it Ma, but meyo. Ma hu bitl, kimoy v'nachnu ma. Ma is the level of bitl. Like we say, nachnu ma, what are we? Which is the level of bitl. And the Rebbe is going to explain that this is actually represent the bitl of the essence of the soul. And the Rebbe explains further that it doesn't just mean the word ma, that it's bitl, but it means that they make themselves mema'atim es atzmam, they create the bitl, the yesh loymar. The zehu shaloshin ma moide al katnus hadover. The language ma, what already, which means something small, shuhu al derech mashakosuf, kenal sivbeis, I said earlier sivbeis, shuhu al derech mashakosuf, similar to what it says, atem hame'at mikol ha'amim. You are few than all the nations. What does it mean, ma'at? Not ma'at only in the context of that they are few in numbers, but shemimatim es atzmam. They make themselves small. They're mematim zatzmei. V'hu habitl atzmi shemitzad etzem hanushama. So that ma is the essence bitl, which is from the essence of the neshama. So what is the pasuk telling us over here? That ma to ma Hashem lekecha shoyel miyimoch. Upirush ma Hashem lekecha shoyel miyimochu. What is the meaning? What is Hashem asking from you? Ma, the level of bittul that Hashem asks you. Hu Hashem elikecha shoyel mi'imoch habittul de ma. That what Hashem asks of you is the bittul of ma. And then, so Eibishter wants the bittul of ma, umi bittul zeh. And from that bitl, mistafim achakach kol ha-protim shem nimnim behem shechakosu. From this bitl, all the details that are counted are enumerated in the pasuk continuing. Koilo gam liyiras Hashem. E also the yiras Hashem, that there too should be bring to, from this bittul, should bring to even to the Yira'as Hashem, to create that Yira'as Hashem. The ime yoy shegam habittul di yira, hu mitzad etzem haneshama. So why do we need the ma to bring you to the Yira'as Hashem, when the Yira'as Hashem is already the bittul mitzad etzem haneshama? The es Hashem, as the Rebbe said before, it's a level of yira, what comes from the essence and the neshama. And here we're saying va'ato ma, that the Eibishter wants the ma. So ubitl zehu hanukuda atzmi shemimenu mistaf ma'protim shlacharze. As we said before, from that bitl of yira es Hashem branch out the details that follow lechad v'chol d'rochav v'goymer. So why are we saying ma? The Eibishter is asking for the ma when that's already in the level of Le'ira'as Hashem, is already the bitl of the Etzem HaNeshama, Mikol Mokim, Mikivon Shehabitl Hu B'Tzir De'ira. Still, because the bitl is still shaped, it comes out in Yira, in fear. Shiyonehu K'chol Amidus. What is the idea of Yira? Just as all Midas is Hahergeshu Yore, he feels that he's afraid. So it's still his feeling, ubechlal hagiluim d'haneshama, that is still included in the revelations of the neshama, because even the Rebbe spoke before the chilik between Ava Yira. Av is a Metzius and Yira is negates the Metzius, but still, it's still a feeling, and there's a feeling of Yore. That's why it's Bechlal Haligui, Hagiluim da Neshama, that's included in the revelation of the Neshama. Mash'ein kein ha-bitl dema, who bitl de'be'etzim, as opposed to the bitl, mo Hashem elikecha, that's the bitl of essence, doesn't express, it's not in a tzir, it's not in a tzir of feeling, and it's not in a it's not expressed, it's there's no hergish. That's the bitl be'etzim. Kabitl the misiris nefesh bekol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael mitzad ha-mashaboy. That is the bitl of misiris nefesh, which every person has because of the ma that's in him, shulamayla mekol ha-koyches, which is above, higher than all powers, koylil gam koycharotzim, which is even higher than the power of will. The power of ma, the power of mesiris nefesh, in the neshama, it's higher even than the koycharotzim. Sharizeshu meiser nafshi, because it's not the will of the neshama, is not why he's giving up his life. Sharizeshu meiser nafshi, not because he wants it. Just because he cannot separate himself, God forbid, from Hashem's unity. So it's not the rotzim from Mesiris Nefesh, it's can't be separated from Devshtah. What does it mean, ma Hashem elikecha? The level of ma is Havaya Lekecha, Shabitl de Ma, that this bitl of Ma, of Mesiris Nefesh, is Shavaya Hu Elekecha, Chichacha V'chayisacha. Havaya is Elekecha, is your part, your life. When Havaya becomes yours, Koyach V'chayis, that is the level of Ma, level of Mesiris Nefesh. The Mekivon, Shelekusu Achayis Shaloi, since godliness is his vitality, ein shayich klal shiyeh nifrat chas v'sholom melakus, so he cannot be at all separated from melakus, from godliness. So the level of the ma is the highest level, even higher than the level of yiras Hashem. Through the level of ma, your mamshich it, that it comes out later, yiras Hashem. So, what does Hashem want from us? Hashem wants us to take that level of Ma, the Mesiris Nefesh, that Koyach, that highest power, to bring it out. Because if we don't bring it out in the open, it's hidden, it's behelim. Hey, Abol, habitl de Ma sheyeshna b'kol echad v'echad mi Yisrael hu behelim. The bitl of Ma, which exists by every Jewish person, is hidden. It's obscure. Behelim zeh, and the reason why it's obscure, who loy rak mitnei nefesh abhamis shamalemes umasteres al zeh. It's not because of an outside cause. The reason it's hidden, because the nefesh abhamis blocks, obscures, covers on the love. So therefore, it's hidden. No, it's hidden because it's an essence. It's a part of the neshama, which is be'etzim hidden, el shagam mitzad atzmei hu nelam, but also on its own it's hidden. The yoyse lemayla megilui, that level is higher than revelation. Ubekdei sheyeh megilui, so in order for it to be megilui, so how do you get this ma megilui al ze omru al tikre ma elameya? That's why we say don't say it ma, but meya. The ma u meya heim Beis Kitzavis. Ma and Meya are two extremes. Two extremes part. Ma hu nekuda atzmis shalamayla megedda protein. Ma is the point, the essence, which is higher than being in the definition of details. U Meya hu ribu protein. And Meya is 100 is many multitude of details. Ad Riba Hi Gadol represents a very great number. Ubenefesh Ha'odom, how is it in the soul of the person? What does it mean, 100, as far as the koiches of the person? So the 10 koiches of the nefesh times 10 is 100. Ubenefesh Ha'odom, who eser ha'koiches, that's the details, that's the 100, that's the 10 koiches, k'moyshe kol echot mehem kolum eser. Each one of them is included of 10, so it's 10 times 10. By day ha'avoida, b'prote ha'koiches meyo, through the work with the details of the koiches of the nefesh, with the 100 meyo, that arouses and reveals the point of ma. Don't pronounce ma, but ma. The ma mitzad atzmei ma on his own hulamayla megili. Al tikri, don't. It's not revealed. Kri hu gili. When you pronounce it, that's the way it's the revealed. How do you bring out the ma who they avoided the mayor? That's through the avoider of mayor. And that's the level, as you said before, through the Eibishter helps you and helps that the mayor, the protim, should be able to reach up into the klal, into the ma, into the level of the etzim, the nekuda atzmis, the ma mitzad atzmei hu lemaila megilui. Ma on its own is beyond the revelation. Al tikri kri ugilui. Vihis galusei hi al yidei ha'avoida demeyo. How does it come around into the open? It's through the avoida demeyo. Vihisei demizu. And more than this. That's the level milmata lemaila. But it's also shahagilu de ma shenasal yidei avoida demeyo, that the revelation of ma which comes through the avoida demeyo, hu ba'ofen klali, that is in a general way, v'gam nirgash b'goyches haprotim, and you can feel it. You can feel the ma in the koyches protim. Meaning that the hamshoch is in the koiches protim. So the meyo bring you to the ma, and then the ma comes down and is felt in the meyo. V'yashleima shegam zeh merumas b'al tikra ma elo meyo. Also, they don't pronounce it ma, but meyo, ki kasher agilui, the ma hurak b'chlolus, when the gilui of ma is only in the general, doesn't come down to the detail, azai hagilui hurak benegeya lema, then it only as it affects ma, that ma before was helem and now it's begilui. Shebitchilo hoi behelem vachem nizgal melome. But bezeu al tikre ma elomeya, meaning that you should not read it the ma, that it affects ma, but meya shakriya vagilu the ma tzorich liyes loyrak benegei lama, that al tikri ma shouldn't just impact the ma, but the ma should be elegam b'mkirkirch protim meya, so that also the hisgalus will be in the protim, so that the protim will reach up into the level of ma, which is higher than gilui, and then you will have the level of ma come down into the meyod, and this is also the pshat al tikri. The first pshat al tikri ma el meyod, meaning that how to get to the level of ma is through meyod. The other pshat al tikri ma el meyod, how do we get the ma to come down? We need it to be coming down to the meyon, and that's when the hisgalus, that the koichas haprotim meya, should be impacted by the level of ma. We'll continue now with ois vav. So the Rebbe discussed how through Meyo representing the Koiches Protim Eser Pomim Eser, 10 times 10 Koiches Protim, through this Aveda were Megale the Ma. Rebbe explained that the Ma is the bittle of the Etzem HaNeshoma, which on its own is higher than Git Gilui. And through the level of Meyo, the Koiches Protim, we tap in and we're Mamshich, that the Ma should be Begilui, and that the Ma should come down in the Koiches Protim. Through the Ma you reach, through the Koiches Protim, the Avoida, you reach up that you're Megale the Ma, and then that the Ma is felt in the Koiches Protim. But the question is, this is Meyo, the number Meyo represents the Koiches Protim, but why is it Epes Meyo Brochus? But Rebbe will explain that the whole purpose of bringing down the Etzem HaNeshoma is to bring down into the Dira B'Tachtonim, into this world, the level of the Neshoma, of the Madir Neshoma, but it should come down into Dira B'Tachtonim. And that's the idea of Brachas, as the Rebbe will explain. So the Rebbe asks now, before we explained Meyo and Ma, now the Rebbe wants to explain why Epes Meyo Brachas Tavke. Chadayin Tzorich Lohovim, we still need to understand Mahi Hashaychus, the Ma Havayil Kechashoyil Me'imoch, that what Hashem is asking of you, Lemeya Brachas Davke. Why 100 Brachas? The idea of Meya is the Koiches HaNefesh, but why 100 Brachas? But you, Vanze Bahagdi, Masha Kosu, Bitchilas HaKosuf, will understand this by first introducing what says in the beginning of that Pasuk. It says, Va'ato Yisrael. Should say Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha. What do you mean, Va'ato now? Va'ato Davke. Why does it say now? What does Hashem ask of you? Why Va'ato? Va'ira Tzemach Tzedek. So the Tzemach Tzedek explains that Va'ato now, She Va'ato Koyi, Al Yimei Shneseinu Ba'olam Hazeh. That Va'ato applies to the days of our years in this world. Va'ato means now, during our lifetime, while we are in this world. Va'ato, now we have to Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Mimach. Valderech Mashakosu B'Siyum Parsho HaKedemes. This is similar, this Va'ato here, meaning during Shmei Shnoseinu Elam Hazeh, is similar to what is written at the end of the previous Parsha. It says, Asher Ronoichi Metzavcho Hayoim Lasoiso. So in the Parsha it says that I command you today, in the Parsha Shema, to command you today. So why does it say I command you today when they were commanded already long time ago? V'amar Hazal. So our sages of blessed memory say, Hayoim is dafke, Hayoim la'asoysum. No, v'loy le'mochor la'asoysum. It's the mitzvahs that we need to do, I tell you today, to do them. Not the what I said before, but Yoim. The emphasis here is that doing is when is Hayoim. Sages tell us, Hayoim la'asoysum, v'loy le'mochor la'asoysum. We need to do them today. The mitzvahs need to be done today and not tomorrow. Tomorrow is Kibbul Schar, but La'asoysom is today. Why? Even though the Hagam Shekiyum HaMitzvahs Yiyah Gam B'Moysa Moshiach, even though the fulfillment, the observance of mitzvahs is going to be also in the times of Mashiach. Badrabe. Not only will we do mitzvahs then in Yemesa Mashiach, Oz davke yik mitzvahs ritzenecha, as we say in the davening, then when Mashiach comes, the mitzvahs will be done as Hashem wants them done. In other words, right now we don't really do the mitzvahs in the fullest, in the proper way, in the highest level. It's going to be mitzvahs ritzenecha is going to be done. So why are we saying that we only can do mitzvahs now in Yom La'aseisom? But nevertheless, ki yum ha-mitzvahs ba'ifun de la'aseisom, to observe the mitzvahs in a way of aseisom. Aseisom means not just doing, but to force yourself to do the mitzvahs in the face of obstacles, of difficulties, and you force yourself to do them. The ki yum ha-mitzvahs ba'ifun la'aseisom. Asiya meloshin kifia. This doing comes from asiya, from the language of forcing yourself. Hudavke hayoyim itzdavke today. Why? Ki lo'osid lo v'yiyya v'esruach hatuma avir min ha'aretz. The future to come. The Eibishter says that the spirit of tuma I will remove from the land. And therefore, there will not be the labor, the work, the service of subduing yourself. So therefore, ato, now, now we have to do it. Because, as the Rebbe will explain, the whole point is that a Yid should overcome the challenges and the obstacles and still do the avodah of Torah mitzvahs. V'zohu, this is also explains why it says, V'ato Yisrael. And now Yisrael. Because Yisrael represents the strength that we have to overcome all the obstacles. The Eibishter gave the name to Yaakov, gave him Yisrael because, says, Kisarisoi Melekim Loi Yikore Shimcha, the Malach was, when he struggled with the Malach, he told him that Loi Yikore Shimcha shouldn't be called Yaakov, but Yisrael. Why? Because he struggled and he overcame the Elikim. Elikim is Helam, and you struggled and you subdued and you overcame. Yisrael, who al shem kisarisoi melikim. Yisrael is called because you have struggled, battled with Elikim. What does it mean? Ha-hishtarerus al kol ha-alomis v'ha-hastadim ha-nimshochim m'shem Elikim. That is the dominance over all the blocks and obstacles that come from Shem Elikim. Ad also to Lahalomes Vahastadim, the Nefesh Abamis Vietzer Hora, to the blocks and the obstacles of the Nefesh Abamis, animal soul Vietzer Hora, Hamefatim Esahodom Lasis Ahepechaz Vesholom, who persuade the person to do against the will of Hashem, the Inyan Yisrael. So what is Yisrael? Hu shehu mishtarer, that he dominates, he overpowers al haritzoynis the nefesh abahamis, on the wants of the animal soul. Va'ad kisarisim elikim, first is the dominance, va'ad until vatuchal, asher vatuchal, that you were able, you won him over. The betechilo heimen nagdim v'umishtarer aleim iskafir. Starts off with they opposition, and he dominates them. He overcomes them. That's the level of iskafir. V'achar kach, and then you come to the level of atuchal. Shehu menatzeach oisom, that he is victorious over them, which is his hapcho. Turn it totally around. So this is v'zeu v'ato Yisrael. So we're saying, now that we have the level of Yisrael, now, during the time of Golus, in the time of Olam Hazeh, when we're here in this world, when we have to fight and battle, when we need the Yisrael, we need to overcome. Shedavke ato sheyeshna mitzius asitra achra. There exists such a thing as the other side. Nikra b'shem Yisrael, then you're called Hashem Yisrael. Hashem ki sarisu goyim v'atuchal. Because you have battled and you overcome. Iskafya sitra achra v'ishapcha sitra achra. You subdue the other side and you turn over the other side. V'atuchal. Hashem kein lo sidlove, as opposed to the future to come. Kivon shesru achatuma avir min ha'odetz. The Pasuk says that the Eibishter will remove the spirit of impurity from the land, so there will be no more persuasions of the Nefesh HaBahamis and the Yetzer Hara. Lo yikaru b'shem Yisrael, then the Eden will not be called Yisrael. Then el b'shem Yishurun, oi b'shem Acha, then they will call Yishurun or some other name. Asher pi Hashem yikavenu, which Hashem will decide what name. As explained at length in the Maimorim of the Tzemach Tzedek. So basically, that's why the Pasuk says, Ve'ato, now that there is the idea of Yisrael, still the level of battling. So now we want, the Eibishter is saying, Ma, Ve'omer, so what the Pasuk is saying, Ve'ato Yisrael, and now Yisrael, Ma. You still have that level of Ma, the Etzem and the Shom. The fact that also now, when there is the existence of the other side, which means, Bechlau, before lost love, but especially also the gam bisman hagolus, also not only nowadays, even during the time of exile. This was even true in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Before Esruach Hatum Avim in the Ores, there was Sitra Achra, and also now bisman hagolus vafil lo biikves odimishicha ato mamish. That even in the hills of Mashiach, which is Va'ato Mamash now during these times, in the hills of Mashiach, Bichol Teshel Kol Echad V'Echad MiYisrael, it's within the ability of each and every one of the Yidden, Lihishtarer, to dominate, Akol Hamayinim U'Me'akvim, and all that prevent and hold back, U'Lenatzchom, and to be victorious and win them. Sariso, Goemer is kav v'tuchal, and to overcome. Who so v'ato Yisrael is ma who mitzad ha'mashaboy, because he has that level of ma, which is the bechinas yichida. The level of yichida gives the yid the ability to overcome all of the obstacles, even in the lowest and in the most difficult times. We have the power of that Ma of the Yechida. Because the level of Yechida is not affected by all of this. Kivon, Shabichinas HaYechida Ein Kenek Dolum Hazeh. The level of Yechida of the Neshama, there is no opposing force in the other side. There's no Sidrachra over there. Lochein, Al Yidei Shema'oyer HaYechida Shaboy. By arousing, waking up, the Yechida, which is in him, b'yicholtei atol hishtarer akol hamanagdim ulenotzcham, he is able now to dominate all, overpower all the opponents and to win them, and to beat them. So, Mashomer Yisrael, this also explains now that we explained that the Yisrael means the level of battling. So he also explains this statement, Sha'om Razal, Yisrael, Afa Pishachota Yisrael Hu. Even though he sinned, he's still Yisrael, because we're saying that that reference that a Yid always has, that level of the Yechida. So we say that Yisrael, Shechota, we're not saying Yaakov, but we're saying Yisrael. He is still a Yisrael. Shehu lo yirak Yaakov. Not only is he Yaakov, but Lagam Yisrael, the Shem Hamayla. This is the name which speaks of the greatness. He's called Yisrael. Ki bekol echad v'echad mi Yisrael, because by each and every one of the Yid. Gam kishechoto, even when he had sinned, ha-yichida hi b'shlemus. The level of yichida by the person is complete, is whole. So therefore, he's still Yisrael, he still has that yichida that gives him the ability to battle. K'psak din ha-rambam ha-yidua, as the known ruling of the Rambam. Shakol echad v'echad mi Yisrael, that each and every one of the Jewish people, gam kishe yitzrei tokfoi levatel mitzvah, even when his yitzer attacks him, his inclination to waste and not do the mitzvah. So the person is not doing the mitzvah because his yitzer is in control, his inclination doesn't let him do the mitzvah. And how do we get him to do the mitzvah? Va'at, to the extent he is so much against of doing the mitzvah, shebichdei sheyikayim ha-mitzvah tzorich l'koyfa de-goy. In order for him to do the mitzvah, you got to force him. Goyim have to force him. That's the extent that he doesn't want to do the mitzvah on his own. So what happens when goyim force him? Who writes Allah is called a mitzvah. The Rambam says he still wants to do the mitzvahs, because bipnimius, he wants to do the mitzvah. That's why he's a Yisrael, because he has the yichidus b'shlemus. V'lachen Yisrael hu. That's why he's a Yisrael. Sheyesh lehakoyach liyosoriso goymer v'tuchal. He has the power to be dominating and to overpower and to win. And he's hapcha. So the Rebbe asks, but this seems to go against what we learn in Lakuta Torah, that sometimes you can lose your ma. Here the Rebbe says, even when you sin, you still have that ma, you still have that Yisrael, you still have that Yechida. But it says, Alter Rebbe teaches, oh, Shoita ma'abid ma, you lose that ma, you lose that level of yichida. But the Rebbe explains, losing doesn't mean that it's gone. It means like a lost object. It's still there. You got to find it. But you still have it. It's very far away, not begil. He says, Oma sha'amru ra'ezehu sheita ma'abed ma'ashenem lo'isim lo'i. And this, what our sages tell us, who is considered to be a fool? The one who loses the ma that was given to him. We find shekoyi alamasha benefesh, that goes on the ma which is in the soul, that he loses the ma means he loses ma of the soul. That because he's a fool, he does not battle, he does not fight against the spirit of foolishness that entered him. So then, Ashoita hu ma'abed chas v'shalom ha'mashaboy. He, God forbid, he loses that ma. So, we see that you don't have the ma, you lose the ma. Rebbe explains, HaKavona b'zehi, when we say you lose it, what we mean, that the ma that in the person is very obscure. Okay, move on. It's also understood from the language itself, Ezeu shoita hama'abed. Shoita loses. Loses something means it's not gone. It means he can't find it now. But if he'll look for it, he'll find it. Shehu bedugmas davar ha'avud. That is similar to an item that was lost. Shagam la'achere shenevad hu bishlemus. Even after the loss, it's fully there. He doesn't have it. He doesn't know what it is. Ela shetzorich lematzoi. You must find it. Vayidei hachipus kideboi. And through the proper searching, bevada yimtzeno, for sure he will find it. So it's take always there. But the only thing is, you got to find it sometimes because it's very, because he's a fool, he loses it, but it's still there. Vezehu ma Hashem elekecha shoyil mi'imoch. So what does Hashem ask of you? So Hashem elekecha shoyil mavakish mi'imoch means mikol echod ve'echod mi'Yisrael. That is me'imach from you, each individual, each echad, kol echad me'imach Yisrael. Of you, it's not asked as a whole from my me'imach from you, meaning each individual. The Eibishter asks, shahamasha bo yibigilui, that this ma that he gave you should be open. Shalo yabet chaz v'shom es hamasha neisim loy, God forbid not to lose the mat that was given to him. Vegam im yibet chaz v'sholem. And also, if God forbid he did lose it, l'chapis, he has to search ad legalis es hama, till he's going to reveal the ma al yidei asiyas tshuva, by doing tshuva. Now, this, the pasuk says, is going to be the person is going to have to work ato Yisrael now, while the Yisrael, we have the ma, is me'imoch asks from you, you have to do the work. The Eibishter is not going to do it for you. U'medayik me'imoch shegilu yahama yi al yidei avodasei davke, that how is the ma going to be revealed me'imoch through you, through his avodah. Gam kishe his oiderus hatshuva hi al yidei hakeruzim shemacherizim milmailo, even when the arousal, the awakening to tshuva comes through the announcements that they announce above. There's Baskol Yoitzes, there's various different announcement which the neshama hears, but still that comes from above. Or the Eibishter sometimes orchestrates various kinds of reasons. He manipulates the situation, various causes, that the person should get a hisoiderus, k'meishah kosuv. And the pasuk says, v'choshav machshoves lebilti yidach menenidach, that he thinks up various thoughts so that nobody should be lost, pushed away. So, even in that case, it needs to be me'imach. Hinei zehu rak hachone l'tshuva. That's only the preparation for teshuva. That announcement or that causes that the Eibishter orchestrates, that prepares you to teshuva. But we need to be me'imach avala teshuva atzmo nasi sal yidei avedosei davke. But the actual tshuva itself, that takes place through the service dafke, because it's me'imoch, it has to be from you, from the person himself. So, what do we see here? So we see here that the Rebbe is explaining why we need 100 brachas, but the Rebbe first started to explain that the whole avodah is to be the level of Yisrael. We need a struggle, and to bring down the revealed Dama. Dama is always there, and Yisrael, even at the lowest of the levels, Apapishe Chota Yisrael, always has it. If he loses it, he has to go find it, but it's still going to be there, but he needs to work on it. So, Rebbe explains now, so why do we want it to be Now, why is it now that the accomplishment of the Eibishter that he wants is Hayoim now? Because of these struggles, that is actually what the Eibishter wants, the Dira B'Tachtoyim. Let's look at Zion. V'hinei, Ze Shema Hashem Elikecha Shoyim Mimachu Davke Hu Ata Davke. This that we're saying that Hashem asks of you is Davke now, Hayem La Soysom, we say today to do it. Av Sheh Hashleim is the key of my mitzvahs. K'mitzvahs Ritzei Necho Tiyah Davke B'meis HaMashiach. Even though the fulfillment of the mitzvahs in the proper way, that they should be done, kimitzvahs ritzei necho, as the Eibishter wants, that's going to be in the days of Mashiach, who, b'chdei shetiyah ha'avoido diskafio sitra achro, v'ishapcho sitra achro, so that it should be the service of forcing yourself, subduing yourself, and turning around the Sivtchara Achra. Pirush, it should be Yisroel, it should be a dominance. If there's not, then it's going to be Yeshurun, or another name. But Yisroel, that's the way that the Kavone, the Eibishter wants it, even though the mitzvahs aren't on the highest level like the Osid. Shal yidei zeh davke, because davke through the struggles, nishlem es hakavone dinisav HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyil shlo yizborech dira b'tachtonim, that completes the Eibishter's intent, which the Eibishter wants a dira b'tachtonim. Vav shetachlis hashlemus tiyil osid lovei davke kinal. So even though that the ultimate wholesomeness is going to be lost, we are fulfilling the kavone by dira b'tachtonim, but when is it going to be fulfilled? The ultimate dira b'tachtonim, everything is going to be lost. Love it, kinal. Hare tachlis hashleimus de lo'osid lovei. What is the ultimate? What is the shleimus that is going to be in the future? That things will be even begashmius will be connected, will be a dira. The way it happens is through the struggles we have now. Aritachlis hashleimus de lo'osid lovei hu. What is the ultimate shleimus in the future? Shos yiyah gilui atzmus oirin sof b'oram hazeh gashmi. That then will be the revelation of the oirin sof in this physical world. Tachted she'ein tachten l'matav menu, the lower that is no lower than it. That's going to be Losid Lovei. Losid Lovei is going to be revealed that the Eibishter is in this physical world. How does that happen, Losid Lovei? Ushleimuzu nasis aydei maaseinu v'avedeseinu achshav. And that wholesomeness takes place, comes about through our action and our labor. Now, aydei biru v'zichecha elon k'meishu achshav davke. By sorting out and refining the world as it's now, davke now, that gets to the tachtonim. Ubishul ze yordan neshama lamata, and for this the neshama, that's the reason the neshama went down below. Sheiker hakavone bozehu, the main intent for the neshama. Yes, there's going to be an elevation for the neshama alone. Neshama itself is going to go on a higher level after the struggles. But what was the main purpose of the neshama coming down here is to work and change around this world, the Nefesh HaBahamis, and part in the world. Sheikir HaKavona Bazehu, the main intent in sending down the Neshama in this world, Loi Bishvil Aliyas HaNeshama Shenasis HaDei HaYerida, is not for the elevation of the soul, which takes place through the descent. That wasn't the main goal. Elo Bichdei Levarer Evuzachir Ches HaGuf V'Nefesh HaBahamis V'Chelka Ba'ilom, but in order to sort out and to refine the body, the animal soul, and his portion of the world. That's why he came down. And that will benefit, that Mois HaMashiach will be, yes, the mitzvahs will be greater, but now you're doing the tachten, and now we're dealing with the struggles, and then the gilui will come le'osud love it. Shal yidei zeh yiyah gilui b'olam hazeh agashmi. Through this struggle with the gilui will be in this physical world. V'tushlam hakavona d'tirei b'tachtonim. And this will complete the intent of Dira B'tachtonim, K'mavur Kol Zeh Baruch HaBetanya, as explained all this at length in Tanya. So that's why, even though the mitzvahs are greater in Los and Lavoi, but we need the Dira B'tachtonim, and there is no challenges there. There's no Tachtonim over there. It's Dafke through our Masenu V'Avedesenu and our struggles that we bring it down. In the Gashmi is in Tachten Shein Tachten Lamata Memeno to the lowest form, which reveals the ultimate Kavona the Ein Sof when Los and Love will be even in the Gashmis. Ches. So this is a very central, a very important part of the descent of the Neshama to change around the world, the Guf, Nefshabam is the world. Mekiv on Sheha Neshama. Since the intent was the descent of the soul below, his last, he says, "Ailum dira lo yisbaruch is to make this world for a dwelling place for Hashem blessed." How do you move on? So it's understood. Sheinyan said that this idea, asiyas adira lo yisbaruch, to make a dwelling place for Hashem blessed. That's something main in the standing and the situation of the neshama. That's what is expected. That's something very important and main in the neshama's purpose. The kasher eino memaloch has v'sholim eshlichuso v'tafkido. When God forbid, the neshama does not fulfill its mission and its purpose, even when the neshama has the greatest of revelations, then the main thing is lacking, because it's not about the giluim of the neshama, it's about what the neshama does in the world. And on the other hand, so having giluim without accomplishing the job is lacking. The main thing is lacking. On the other hand, if it doesn't have giluyim, but it does the job, through it fulfilling the intent of Dir B'tachtonim, then in the neshama becomes a great and wondrous elevation to no end, because it fulfilled the mission for what it came down. So now, this will tell us that the 100 brachas that we do, which are mamshich in the world, is so important to bring out the ma, because brachas is the idea of bringing down the gilu in the world. The avoid of meya, we say, shal yodo nase hagilu dema. The avoid of meya through which the revelation of ma takes place, he meya brachos is 100 brachos. Hashayochim lebirur v'zichu chaylon lekamon. The Rebbe will explain in his test that the brachos are sorting out and refining the world. So that's why, especially 100 brachos, they bring around about the kavanah and the purpose of the neshama into the world. And that's why it's the mei brachas, as the Rebbe will explain. Av shagilu yochel liyus l'choyre gam al yidei ha'avoyde b'proti ha'koyches da neshama. Even though l'choyre, why do we need the brachas, the hamshocha from into the world? Just the avoyde with the details of the neshama itself, without an il of the neshama. To go in the Eberster's ways. Why do we need the part of brachas? The brachas is the connecting with the world, the Bir Olam. Why do we need that? Ki hashleimus da neshama gam hamashibo. Because ultimately, the completeness, the wholesomeness of the soul, gam hamashibo, even the ma, hidavke al yidei shememala es tavkido v'shluchuso, is dafke by the neshama fulfilling its purpose and its mission to make a difference in the world. V'zeo, and that's the brachas. Not the neshama koiches on its own, but dafke in the world. V'zeo, va'ato Yisrael ma. Now, when Yisrael is ma, da yidei shahayil ma, da neshama, who oived ha'avoida, the Yisrael, that through the ma of the neshama, that he has the yichida, so then he's able to work oived ha'avoida the Yisrael, iskafya sitra achra, v'ishapka sitra achra, he can subdue and turn around the sitra achra. He can do Yisrael now because he has the ma, because he has the yichida. Ato shal yidei zeh hu memalas hakavona shebishvilo nivra. So then, when he does uses the ma to struggle over the Yisrael, he fulfills the purpose for what it was created. Al yidei zeh davke through this hu tachlis ha'ilu gam shel hamashe boy. That is the ultimate elevation also of the ma. So ve'ato Yisrael ma, when we use the ma to be Yisrael now, then that brings to the purpose fulfilling the kavana for creation and brings the shleimus in the ma. The ma becomes, because when the ma fulfills, the neshama fulfills its mission, that's when it really becomes the shleimus, as the Rebbe says. Now this connects now to the Meya Brachas. Test. Zeu Chayiv Odom Levorich Meya Brachas B'chol Yoim. And this is why Rabbi asked before, why 100 Brachas? Because this is what we say to do 100 Brachas every day. The Inyan HaBrachas, what is Brachas? Sheyiyah HaMshachas Gilo Elokus, that there should be drawing down the revelation of godliness. Loi Rak B'Yisrael, not just by Din, Elo Shal Yodom Yumshach Gilu Elokus Be'olam, but Yidden should extend and draw down a revelation of godliness into the world. That's what the brachas is. K'mo she'omrim b'nusach ha'brachas, as we say in the language of the brachas, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. So Baruch Ato means also reveal. You she'yumshach. Baruch. Baruch means extend. Extend the gilui ato havaya lekenu, the revelation of havaya, who is our God, which is the havaya be Yisrael. Extend havaya by the Yidden, elikenu, melech ha'olam, by days the yum shechagilu ba'olam. And through the Yidden, it will extend the gilui into the world. Melech ha'olam. That's the bracha. Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, to bring the world. Uba'olam is gufa. And within the world itself, Ha'amshocha Shal Yidei Ha'brachas Yibi'iker Ba'olam Es HaTachtonim. The main Ha'amshocha of the world is in the lower world. Ukamei Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Baruch Havaya Elokei Yisrael Min Ha'olam Va'ad Ha'olam. Havaya should be drawn down, the God of Israel, from the world into the other world. Sheyumshach ma'almad iskasya la'almad isgalya, from the hidden world that was hidden to the world that's revealed. La'almad iskasya, the hidden worlds, heim oylem esel yoinim. Those are the upper worlds, sheim betelim lelakus, they are subjugated to godliness. They're called iskasya, like the ocean. Everything is hidden, like the fish in the sea. K'moy dogim shabiyam shemechusim ubetem lamayim. They're covered and they're subjugated to the water. The neshama, the creations in the higher world, in the alma, the iskasya, are covered and hidden and they're subjugated. That's the upper world. But the revealed world are the lower worlds. ubifrat olam hazeh hagashmi, and especially this physical world. Shenirim liyesh v'dovor nifrat, they appear to be an entity as something separate. Ve'inyan habrocha hu, so what does the bracha do? Min ha'olam, from the hidden world to the ad ha'olam. Inyan habrocha sheyumshach gilu elukus gam ba'olam ha'satachtoinim ad ba'olam hazagashme, is to bring down a revelation of godliness also into this physical world. That is what the bracha is, to be mamshich giluim into the world. V'kivon sheko ma shebora kodesh baruch hu. V'olam eloi bora dovor echod levatolo. And since everything that the Eibishter created in the world, he didn't create anything wasteful. That's one thing. Everything has a purpose. Nothing away. V'chol ma shebora kodesh baruch hu v'olam eloi. And everything what Hashem created in the world, lebro el lechvaydei. And everything that he created, he brought it to honor him. So it's not just enough in the world, we need to bring down the gilukus and everything. We need to bring down the revelation of godliness and everything in the world. So that the item, everything in this world, should be felt, filled in it openly, that it was created to honor for his blessed honor. This is 100 brachas. The Meyo Ribachi Godl, the greatest number is Meyo, Kidua Sheklolus Ha'oisiyos, that generally the letters of the numbers they represent, Hembegimel Asugim, there's three categories, Ichides, single numbers, Aleph Beis Gimel, then Asiriyos Yud Chof Lamed, and Meyos is Kuf Reishin Tov, we have only in these categories. So 100 is the greatest number, the Ribu Hu Inyan Hapratim, that means details. The idea of 100 brachas, that means that the godliness, revelation of godliness, should extend b'chol hapratim sheba'olam, in all details of the world. Rabbi says, v'yesh lahoisi baze al pi ha'yedua, also to add, based on what is known, the inyan hamisporim, when we discuss the numbers, with those single numbers, yichidos, asiriyos, tenths, and meis, hundred. L'pami mevuar, sometimes it's explained, shemispara meruba hu lemailo, that the larger number is higher, v'chol shenimshich lamata yeser, and the more that you go lower, mismayet ha-mispar, the number gets diminished. So meis is bekeser, and beyichidos bemalchus, the keser is the hundreds, and single number are in Malchus. The Pamim of where sometimes it's explained, Shalemailo Mispar Yechidus, that the higher level is single numbers, single digits. Ones, two, Chol Shinim Shalemata Yeser, and the more that it comes down, Misraba Mispar, that the number increases. Yechidus be Keser, Umeyes be Malchus, that Yechidus is in Keser and the Mey be Malchus. Two opposite ways. So how does this explain that in two ways? The shnei efanim elu hem ba'oiris v'kelim. That it depends about the oiris and the kelim. The ba'oiris, when we talk about the oir, mispar hameruba hu lemailo. Over there, the greater number, that's higher. Ube kelim, mispar hameruba hu lemata. And the kelim, the larger number, is lower. Ba'pizeh yesh lahoisiv biur ba'mispar mea brachas. Based on this, we can explain additionally additional explanation in the number of 100 brachas. Ki ma'achilukim shemen alma diskasya la'alma disgal yehu. One of the differences between the hidden world and the revealed world, shem alma diskasya ha'ikir hu ha'iris. In alma diskasya, it's mainly the iris. But in alma disgal yehu, the revealed world, ha'ikir hu ha'kelim. It's mainly the vessels, kelim. Bekivon she'inyan ha'brachas. To bring down from iskasya la alma disgalya canal, hainu shanyonim the alma disgalya oiris yiu begilu gamba alma disgalya kelim. so that it will also be begilui in Alma Dizgal. L'chein tzorich levorich meya brachas. That's why we need to make 100 brachas, because l'hamshich ribui ha'ires the Alma Dizgasya, to bring down this lots of oires, the many oires of Alma Dizgasya, ba'kelim the Alma Dizgalya, into the vessels of Alma Dizgalya. Ba'ad, so that's why we need the Meya to bring it down, keser, the level of the oires, into the kelim, which is the level of 100. Ba'ad, sheyumshuch zeh beribu hanivroim sheba'ilum haza agashmis. Then to the extent that it will be extended to all the many creations, the number 100, which represents the great number in the physical world, the inyan, mo rabu ma'asecho, how many are Yoshem's action, his chalkus, liribu protim, who be ikir ba'ilum haza, gashmi tafki, is mainly in this ilum haza. That explains why we need brachas and why we need meya. Meya a lot to get to all levels in the Elam Hazah Tachten, and Meir to get the level of Eiris in the Alma Dizgalya. Yud. V'zehu v'ati Yisrael, mo Hashem elekecha shoyl mi'imach. So what do we say? That Hashem asks you, al tikra ma elameyo. Shebichdei sheyuchal liyas ha'avoyda de meya brachas. In order that it should be able to be this service of 100 brachas, which means to bring down the many lights of above, the oiris, ribu beichus, beribu hanivroim shalamato. Over there, it's a many, not in quality wise, into the quantity wise, in the ribu hanivroim shalamato, ribu yaischalkus leprotim, and the many details who are the day. Hama shebenefesh, that comes through the level of ma yichida of the nefesh, the ma hu nekuda atzmis shelamaylo migeder mispar. Ma is the essence which is above the defined by number. Sheim shayich bo inya ribu. You can't even say the many gam loy ribu beichus, not even ribu beichus. So through the ma, you're able to bring down the meya from Kesser from Amadis Kasya to this Galya. By day you avoided the Meya Brachas, and through the service of the 100 Brachas, I deze Gufo Mizgala Hamashaboy. That itself reveals the Ma of the person through these Hamshoches that he brings down into the world with Meya Brachas. Reveals the mashboy, but loy oid, she kivon shatachli zirudis hanasham lamato. Not only that the ma is revealed because the meya brachas reveal it, but she kivon shatachli zirudis hanasham lamato. The goal that the soul came down below, koil gam yiridis hamad hanasham. Also the fact that the ma, the yichid of the neshama, who bichdei l'hamshich gilul kuz ba'olam, k'moshu achshav, to bring down godliness in the world as it's now, va'ato, aidei ha'aveda di Yisrael, through the aveda of the yid, al-shem k'sadiso v'atuchal, it came down so that there should be the ma to give the person the koyach of Yisrael, to bring down the ma, so that the ma will help him overcome the struggles. And to be vatuchal, lochein al yidei sha'odam memales tafkidei v'shlichusei, through the person fulfilling his mission, his purpose, and his mission nasi ilu gam b'mashaboy, that brings about an elevation also in the ma that reaches its goal. V'kivon shekvar nimtzoyim b'sev zman ha'golus. Since we are already at the end of the time of exile. V'chol echad miYisrael hishlim kvaras ha'avoda dayem la'asoysom. And every one of the Jewish people already has completed the work, service of hayem la'asoysom, meaning the time where we have to do it. If ticha teira shesof Yisrael la'asis tshuva b'sof kolusom. because the Torah promised that Yidden will do tshuva at the end of Galus. So that means that we've done our Avodah. So immediately they're redeemed. The true and the complete redemption through righteous Mashiach. Then the purpose of the dwelling place with Tachtoinim will be completed. That there will be a revelation of godliness in this physical world. In all the details, the Yisrael, and then the Yidden Shem Memshicha Gilu Ba'ilam, and the Yidden that brought down this Gilu in the world, Yiv Madreges Nailis Odiyesha, there will be even a higher level. Because and all this, and because of Mamish, Bagolo Didan.